You found your home for seven decades of great music, Z103.com. Monty the Music Man Seamer's on the TCB Games AM Oldies program, and we're at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. You know what that means. Episode number 11 of the Basics in Economic Development. Mark Wickersham, hello.
Good morning, Monty.
Good morning. Great to have you here
this
morning.
Thank you. Yeah, and we're starting to experience some sunshine and coming out of the winter weather finally, I think.
I'm digging that. Well, and you saw the morning dove flying overhead.
Over at your house, yeah.
I think he's hanging out on my eaves spouting in that. Cool.
So I don't know if there's a song. Wasn't there a song about a one-winged dove or something like that?
I think that was Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks. So yes. I don't know if Stevie Nicks has been at your house or not.
She might have been there. I don't know. Anyway, what is going on today?
Well, I'm getting serious for a little bit. Okay. Today I want to talk a little bit about and present a little bit of an update from our local education community.
Awesome.
Quality education, as you know, is among the hallmarks of a successful community, especially from an economic development perspective.
Indeed.
And we can be very proud of our educational opportunities here in Huntington County. I mean, whether we're talking about career and tech ed or college prep or upskilling or homeschooling, Huntington County residents have a lot of excellent educational opportunities available, and the school corporation and the university are the highlights, if you will, community-wide. And so I just want to take a couple minutes today and share a couple of bits of news from both. At Huntington University, many are aware that current president, Dr. Sherilyn Emberton, is retiring at the end of this academic year.
I did not know that.
She is.
Wow.
Finishing up I really don't know how many years, but it's been a while.
She seems too young to retire, man. She sounds young.
I think it happens in dog years. So it can be a grind. She has really left her mark on the university with the ag program in particular, and the growth and prosperity in the healthcare portions of their curriculum, as well as the digital media arts programming. But just generally speaking, the university's healthy and really doing well. She's leaving a good legacy behind, and the university's board of trustees recently selected Dr. Robert Pepper. Yes, that's Dr. Pepper. And he has a wonderful sense of humor about it. Wouldn't you like to be a Pepper too?
Yes.
And you know, his associates or underlings at the university, maybe their diet Dr. Pepper. I don't know.
But he just
is a wonderful guy. I've met him, and he has a great sense of humor about that. Dr. Pepper's been serving in the role of executive director and assistant to the president for innovation and university partnerships at Messiah University in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
He graduated with a Bachelor of Arts degree from Messiah College in 1992, and then received a Master of Science in Counseling College Student Development from Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania, and then earned a PhD in Organizational Leadership from Regent University in 2009. In his role at Messiah University, he's been responsible for at many levels for many activities. He was a residence hall director, overseeing student life activities. He did a lot of work in student affairs, which laid for his groundwork for his doctoral leadership efforts and that kind of thing. But he focuses on mentorship and personal development of students as an employee. But in broader responsibilities at Messiah, he's also directed their graduate enrollment and student services programs. And that success led him to an interim assistant provost position and later associate provost and dean in the School of Graduate and Professional Studies at the university. Now, there are three things which caught my attention about Dr. Pepper when I first met him and was first looking at his resume. The first is he's worked in multiple roles in higher education, and that's a good thing. And as an economic developer, I tend to work with the manufacturing community, right? Well, if you think about his experience from a manufacturing perspective, it's as though he's been on the shop floor, he's been in product engineering, product manufacturing, employee leadership, sales and marketing, administration, and investor relations. All of those things mean that in higher ed, he gets it. He's been in all of those functions at a university, so that, you know, if you're a junior level employee working in a program, he's been there. He understands what you're going through as an employee. If you're at a senior level management position, he's been there too. If you're a donor, if you're in investor relations, if you're trying to get grants or what, he's done all of that, which I think will be a very, very valuable portfolio, if you will, professionally for Huntington University moving forward. Another thing that I thought was important at Messiah was his focus on innovation and university partnerships. Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania is a community of about 9,300 people. It's located in Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, which is about 250,000 people. So he kind of, in many respects, has something in common with Huntington, in the sense that we're a small community in a broader market that's fairly large in a regional sense. And his experience in innovation and university partnerships is valuable to us, because he understands how important a university is in a community like Huntington, and how important the university itself is to the community as a whole. So it's a concept that's critical in economic development to be able to work together, understanding how things work and the benefits and that can be brought to the table for everybody involved. Also, Messiah University and Huntington University have several things in common. They're both Christ-centered education systems, first and foremost. But again, the host communities have a lot in common with population size and fitting into a regional market. But one of the lesser known facts about that part of Pennsylvania, specifically related to Huntington, that our listening audience may or may not have an awareness appreciation of. Okay, Huntington University affiliates with the United Brethren in Christ Church denomination. And outside of Indiana, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, Shippensburg, Waynesboro, Gettysburg, and Mechanicsburg are the next largest clusters of United Brethren churches. So there's a United Brethren church relationship that's very, very natural and very common between that section of Pennsylvania and Huntington. In addition, Huntington University over the years has benefited from a lot of student activity from high school graduates in that part of Pennsylvania that came to Huntington and then returned to Pennsylvania.
Wow, I was just going to mention that, because we have known, even up at College Park, a lot of folks from Pennsylvania coming into our town to attend the university. And you mentioned Shippensburg. That's one of them. In fact, I worked with a DJ that used to work at Shippensburg, WSHP.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
And so those synergies, I think, are going to be very important and very helpful to the growth of Huntington University. And I think it will help Huntington's overall presence in the community to build on those assets. And even though Rob doesn't start working officially until June 1st at Huntington, he's already made multiple trips into the community, and he's met with a number of elected and other public officials. And like I say, I've had the pleasure to have breakfast with him. And I'm really encouraged. I mean, Rob has a family with three kids, two of which have already gone through college, and his youngest heads off to college, I'm not sure where, this fall. So it's like he knows what it means to be a parent trying to get their kid an opportunity for education.
Yeah, like you mentioned, well, he's had all aspects of it, which really lent him to be the perfect candidate for the position.
Yep. He's just going to be really a strong asset to our community. He's very friendly, humble sort of guy. Quite frankly, puts me in the mind of a young Dan Quayle.
Nice.
I think he's going to fit in Huntington very well, and it'll be fun to see his career develop at Huntington University and to see how the university improves and changes over the years. I recently received the Huntington County Community School Corporation, shifting gears a little bit, has been sending out like quarterly newsletters and updates on things that are happening at the Huntington County Community School Corporation. And in their recent edition, they do a lot of short stories, one of which is there's some new leadership now at the school board level. Aaron Carl was recently elected to the school board, but then there was a vacancy on the school board due to a resignation, and that vacancy's been filled by Deb Miller. Deb has a full career as a public school teacher, and her husband Rob is the president of the Huntington County Board of Commissioners. So it's just really delightful to see their family continue to play those leadership roles, and especially in Deb's case, where it's really neat to have a classroom teacher on your school board. That career track is really important and really helpful for leadership of the school and the direction. But one of the things that we've talked about here on the show in the past that turns up as a highlight in the newsletter recently is under the theme of student enrollment and transfer highlights. You've asked me on several occasions about, the type of brand and marketing activity going on in Wabash and how folks in Huntington really enjoy or think about wanting to be like Wabash.
Right.
Well, one of the things that the data shows on this transfer highlight that is really, really interesting on that front and on that topic, there's a chart here that articulates the percentage of students who are of the age that they could be enrolled in our public schools who choose other institutions for their education. Does that make sense?
It does. In fact, we saw that a lot in 2009, 10, 11. People transferring over to like Southwood.
Right.
From that was the big one. We saw a lot of that for a minute when I was working in Wabash.
Yeah. So at the moment, 15% of the school age kid population in Huntington County choose to go somewhere else to go to school.
Wow.
Now, is that good, bad, indifferent? What is it? Well, Whitco Community School Corporation is, there are several schools around us listed in this list. 31% of the kids, school-age kids, that live in the Whitco district go elsewhere. 31%.
Ooh.
But back to our discussion about Wabash, 29% of MSD Wabash kids go elsewhere. We're half that, 15%.
Yes, I'd say we're now. Do you see those figures? Hopefully we see them dropping.
Well, the truth is, the lowest on the list is 11% at Whitley County Consolidated Schools. So, in other words, 11% of the school age kids in that school corporation district map go elsewhere. We're at 15%. We're low.
I would say so, because when you talk about 31 and 29%, like you said, we're almost doubling the numbers that we have here.
We're having it. In other words, we're doubling the number that actually enroll.
Right.
As a percentage. And then you look at, like, Southwest Allen, Homestead's school system. Okay, 14% of the kids that live in that district go elsewhere, compared to our 15%. So we're right on par with Homestead.
Now, and that's something that probably is used, is that they look at those figures and use them preemptively to say, okay, what? How can we improve upon the system? How can we make it even a more appealing place?
Well, that's right. One, over the years in economic development here in Huntington County, I mean, I'm in my starting my 18th year now, there have been a lot of conversations about enrollment at the public school corporation, and in fact, it's on the increase right now.
Awesome.
But the question that always came up was, well, what if the economy was better? What would that do to our enrollment? And is our enrollment not what it could be because of the economy? And our first question out of the box was, okay, well, no, wait a minute. We have two Catholic parishes in Huntington County, for example, in the city of Huntington alone. So how many students actually go to, like, Bishop Luers, Bishop Dwenger from our local community? Also, there are a number of students whose families are able, they've been eligible academically, they go to Canterbury. There are some that go to Blackhawk. There are some that go to a number of other private opportunities. In addition, what's the population of homeschool students in the county? So my question has always been, I suspect there are logical, rational reasons why significant numbers of students go elsewhere, and there really isn't anything that the economy has to do with that question or that we could do strategically to recruit them back. It's just a logical choice that families make. And now we actually have a number that we know is 15%. So that if you think about it in terms of market sources and are you bleeding sales, are you leaking sales, that kind of thing, okay, we're leaking 15% of our student population. But again, that's way, way less than WITCO or MSD Wabash, significantly less than Southern Wells at 19%, Norwells at 17%, Eastbrook's at 16%. So we're on par with Homestead, and the target here, in my opinion, is Whitley County at 11%. But once again, as long as these are logical choices that families are making, then I don't quite know what the problem is, other than the school corporation, which they know and they're committed to, they need to be the best version of themselves they can be, because they do know they're in a competitive marketplace.
Wow. I mean, it's incredible to have these stats and to see how well we really are doing.
Yeah, and recently, March 6th, the school corporation did an open house at Huntington North High School for the renovated science wing, which includes a new planetarium. For a county our size to have the type of science department that we now have at Huntington North, that puts us absolutely in a position where we're responsive to market forces, and we know our kids need the best education they can get, and we're providing what we can do. We're really doing it. And congratulations to the school corporation, the school board, for all their hard work and commitment. So.
Wow, fantastic. Man, we've learned a lot this morning.
Well, thank you. I learn a lot every time I do show prep. So.
Well, we appreciate you coming, coming in and keeping us updated as to what's happening, and we're looking forward to next week's show.
Thank you very much, sir.
All righty, getting back into more great oldies right here on Z1.